Okay, today's daf is Psachim, daf Pei Beis. Pei Beis, we are on Pei Aleph, and Beis. We are continuing Parakei Tatzolin, all the different halachas of Karban Pesach, as we have in these couple of prakim. Says the Mishnah on daf Pei Aleph, and Beis. Nitma Shalem O Rubo. If the Karban Pesach becomes Tameh, the whole Karban becomes Tameh, or a part of it becomes Tameh, most of it becomes Tameh. What do I do? Sarfim, we know that there is an Isser of Noser. You're not allowed to leave over the Karban Pesach, a separate Isser Darais in the Torah. Leave over Karbanos, leave over Karban Pesach. If it became Tameh, though, I can't eat it. So what do? I have to burn it. Where do I burn it? Sarfin o solifnei abira me'atze hamaracha. I burn it in front of the bira. What does in front of the bira mean? Rashi says the entire Beis HaMikdash is called bira. That is really a machlokas elsewhere. We're not going to get into it now, whether all of Yerushalayim, whether Harabayis. What exactly is called Bira? We discussed this last, if you remember, Adav Mem Tes Amid Aleph, where we're going to have the Mishnah there. But there also, we said, Sorfo Lefnei HaBira, and we quoted there the discussion of what Bira is, Machlokas in Zvachim, Adav Kuftalid, whether it is Harabayis or the entire Beis HaMikdash, right? Tosfos there quotes it. Either way, this is the halacha. If my Karban Pesach becomes Tameh, I have to burn it in the Beis HaMikdash, but I am allowed to use the Atzei HaMaracha. I'm allowed to use the wood that was designated and set aside already to use for the Beis HaMikdash for the Karbanos. Why am I allowed to use that? Right? Isn't that off limits? That wood is for burning Karbanos. If I use that, isn't that using Beis HaMikdash wood? Don't I violate the Isser of Me'ilah? So the answer is no. As the Gemara is going to say, and Tosfos explains here, that there was built-in condition that burning psule hamukdashin from the wood that was based on mikdash wood is allowed. What's called leiv bezdin masne. There's a built-in condition that it is allowed. Let's continue. Nitma mi'uto v'hanosar. What if only a minority of it becomes tameh? Not so much, a little bit. V'hanosar or nosar of the Karban Pesach. Sarfano, so that I do not have to burn in the base of mikdash, that I could burn b'chatzro seim in my backyard. Right, because what's the rule? Oh, Gago saying be'atzei atzman, or on my roof. Because the rule is, you could always burn it where you're allowed to eat it. So Karban Pesach could be eaten in the entire city. So therefore it could be burned in the entire city. Why, if most of it, or rubo, so we'll see why that is required in the Gemara. But the Gemara also, no, the Mishnah also adds, that if I burn it in my own backyard, I am allowed, and I must, use me'atzei atzman. I use my own wood. I'm not allowed to use the Beis HaMikdash wood in my backyard, as we will see. Good. Says the Mishnah, Hatzeikanim, those who are tzeikanut, what are those, the misers, the people who do not want to use their own wood. And if we make them use their own wood, there's a good chance that they wouldn't use any wood, and they would just partake of the Karban Pesach, they wouldn't burn it. So even though they are miserly, we try to do what we can to prevent them from violating. So we allow them, Sarfano Solifnei Abira, Bishvil Lehanos Me'atzei HaMaracha. So even if it's a miyut, we allow them to burn it, bring it, and use Atzei HaMaracha in the Beis HaMikdash, because otherwise they wouldn't burn it at all, and that would leave room for takalas. That is the Mishnah. Again, Me'ikar Adin, it depends on majority versus minority, but there are some exceptions to the rule when you're allowed to use Atzei HaMaracha, when most or the Tzeikanim. The Achronim here ask, how is this possible that we would allow them to use Atzei HaMaracha because of Leiv Bezdin Masne? I'm sorry, we're going to get to that later. The second half, where it's only a miut, we say they can burn it in their yards or on their roofs. We're going to see in a couple of dafim, daf pehe or so, the principle of gagin lo niskadshu. What has kedusha of Harabayis? What has kedusha of Yerushalayim? The floor, the airspace close to the floor, but up in the air, does that have kedusha? So we will see gagin lo niskadshu. We're going to talk about what about taking an airplane over Harabayis? Is that not a problem? Right, gagin lo niskadshu. So we'll have to see. But here the Achronim asks, the Zer Avram, the son-in-law of the Meshech Chachma, asks, how is it possible that you're allowed to burn this? Right, you're allowed to burn it in the same place where you could eat it, but you have to eat it in the Makom Kedush of Yerushalayim. So how could we say that you could burn it on the gagin lo niskadshu? Answers the Zer Avram of Loftir, based on a Ravid. The Ravid holds, very interesting Ravid. The Ravid holds that when do we say that the gagos were lo niskadshu, the roofs were not niskadish, those only apply to roofs that existed at the time of the original sanctification of Yerushalayim. So then they were makadesh the ritzpah, and everything in proximity to the ritzpah, not the roofs. Aval, koma sheyivne la'achar mikan, gam ha'gagos kedoshim. But everything built afterwards, so then that those roofs do have kedusha. Lefisha nivne ba'avira kadosh. That's in holy airspace. And therefore, maybe the roofs here mean what was built afterwards, right? It's ironic. You might think that something with that what was around earlier has more kedushas. We're saying no. Only what was around earlier, then there was a difference between the first floor and the upper floors. But what wasn't built at all, it's all the same. And therefore, the gagos could have kedusha. The Stipler has a different answer. The Stipler suggests right here in Psachim Simen Samach Aleph, that maybe the difference is whether these gagin are open to the airspace of Kedusha. Meaning, says the Stipler, based on a tzlach, based on an Oda B'Yehuda in our Gemara, what does it mean, gagin aliyas lo niskachu? Again, we'll talk about this where it comes up on Daf Peh in a couple of days. The language of the tzlach is, the nehid de gagin va'aliyas lo niskachu ba'atzmusan. They don't have independent Kedusha, but they have secondary kedusha that flows from the fact that they are open to the makomos hakadoshim, like we have l'mashal l'madav adoma said the tzlach. Sometimes we have offices. We have offices in the Beis HaMikdash, the Lashachos. Where is their door? If their door, or even if those structures are in the chol, it could be if their door opens up to Kodesh, then that achieves Kedusha as well. Says the Stipler, maybe a similar idea here. Gagin are not Niskadesh fully, independently, but it has certain Kedusha being open to the Kodesh, and that is good enough for Achila and Sreifa, even though it's not good enough for other halachas, but for Achila and Sreifa, it could be that it is good enough, and that's why you'd be able to burn it on the Gagin, says the Stipler. Okay, that is, though, the Mishnah. And interesting also, the Mishnah talks about the tzaikanim, those who are miserly. Right? People who are miserly, you know, we might tell them, you better shape up, you have to get over it. But the answer is that we have to deal with it. You're right, they have to work on themselves. But we, as a tzibur, also have to deal with people who have all different types of personalities. Right? The Rambam discusses this in the beginning of Hilchos Deos, a Rambam that we all have to chazer every day of our life, especially now during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. The Rambam says, we all have different personalities, and they can't be, none of our personalities can function as an excuse for not serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. Oh, I'm a Kasson, I'm a type A personality. What can I do? I can't control my temper. No. That just means I might have to work a little harder. You're right. The fact that there are different personalities is true. But that doesn't mean that I don't have to work. Different people have to work, different ways. Some people are night people and not morning people. So they have to work harder to get out of bed in the morning. Some people are night people. They're all different areas where we have to work in. The Rambam says, Deos harbe, yesh l'kol echad ve'echad mibnei adam. This could be, again, various areas of halachas, the Rambam. We know where the Rambam got it from. Hilchas Mila, you put all of Hilchas Mila together. Hilchas Lulav, Hilchas Shofar, right, all areas of halacha. Those are not easy, but understandable that the Rambam gathered from the whole corpus of halacha, from the Gemara and the Midrashim and the Tshuvas, unbelievably. But he came up with an area of halacha. The Rambam's Hilchas Deos is unique. The Rambam puts together midos and personality issues from all over. And he structures it. And he has his 11 mitzvos here in Hilchas Deos having to do with midos and being like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So this is an amazing area of halacha, how the Rambam came up with it, and the mitzvos that are included. So the Rambam starts off, Deos harbe yesh l'kol echad ve'echad mibnei adam. Everybody has different midos, different personality traits. We're all different. Some people are inherently tempered, hot tempered. And some people are so laid back. They never get angry. Once every couple of years. Well, I never met anybody like that. And there are some people that are very haughty. Some people are very humble. Some people are very into their gashmias and their taivas. And some not. Some people don't focus on food at all. Some people, money. And some people don't. And then some people want to starve themselves. And some people want to eat a lot. And some people want to give away all their money. And some people don't want to give any of their money. Like the tzaikanim. Says the Rambam, and these are all inappropriate. and not the ideal. The yesh bein kol dea v'dea harachoka mimena b'kseh ha'acher. There is in between each of the extremes, the famous Rambam, deos beinonios, zu rachoka mizu. There are in between middle deos, the chala deos yesh bein deos in la adam mitchiles b'riyasa l'fiteva v'gufo. Some of these personality traits are natural, as we would say, nature, the yesh behan, and some of them are what we would call nurture. Shetivo shalom zem mechuvan va'atid lekabel otam b'meira, yeser mishara deos. And some you learn from others, oshin nifno lehem e'atzbo lefi machshava, all different types of midos. Some are more natural than others. Says the Rambam, all of these extremes, einon derech tova, ve'ein roi lo la'adam lelechas vohen, v'lo lelamdam la'atzmo. We should not be an extremist. V'imatza tivo nota lachas mehen, and if I find myself being noted to one of these extremes, o muchan la'achas mehen, o shekver laman achas mehen, if I'm naturally inclined to it, or I've been accustomed to it, or I've learned it, v'no'agba yachzer asma lebutov, I have to change and get back to the middle. This is the Rambam Shvil Azov. Haderach ha'yashara himida beinonius, shebechol dea v'dea, mikol dea sheyesh la'adam, v'hi ha'dea sheyirechoka mishnei ha'ksavos richuk shaveh, v'hina krova lo lezeh v'lo lezeh. The middle, the mean, the golden mean, as the Rambam has. I shouldn't be too much of a kasson, I shouldn't be too much of a pushover. I shouldn't give away all my money, but I shouldn't keep all my money. V'chulon, the Rambam goes through all of the midos, we have to be in the middle, and then he adds, obviously, except for two. Ka'as and gaiva, those have to be, I gave that example before, but it's really a wrong example. Those are the two that we have to go to the extreme. No kaas at all and no gaiva at all. Those are connected. A bal gaiva many times is a bal kaasan. But that's the Rambam. So these tzaikanim in our Mishnah are not the greatest people. They're not the greatest people. They have to work on themselves. But in the meantime, Bezdin, we have to try to prevent them from doing any averis, and therefore we allow them to take wood from the Atzei Amei Aracha, that's part of the Lei Bezdin Masda, part of the inherent allowance that we have, that there's no Mi'ila, there's no Isra Mi'ila from this wood, we allow them to use it. Okay, says the Gemara, my time, why do we make the people come, in the first line of the Mishnah, if it's whole or if it's majority, we make them come lefnei avira and burn it there, mifkedei levayshan, in order to be mevayish them. We want them, right? Mistama, how did the whole thing become tame? It's probably their fault, they were negligent. They didn't guard it properly, and therefore we want them to make sure it doesn't happen again. So we make them burn it in the front, up as front and center, to make sure that it doesn't happen again. Good, just before we turn over the next Amud, the couple of Chashukei Chemeds today. And that is, the Mishnah seems to say that the only issue is one of Me'ila, and therefore Lev Bezdin Masne, and we then will not violate the Isser of Me'ila. The question that is asked is, you know, forget the Isser of Me'ila, isn't there an Isser of Lo Sasun Kein Lashem Alokechem, you're destroying wood of the Beis HaMikdash? That's also an Isser, separate from the Isser of Me'ila. You let it act this way, to destroy the wood? Chassam Sofer asks this question in Yaradeya. It's Ibn Reish Lamech Zayin. He has a tshuva there relating to Mechikas Hashem, and he says it must be the Isser of Hashchasa is only where you're doing it, Isser of Lo Sasu Kein Lashem Alokechem is only where you're doing it totally destructive for no inherent positive purpose. But if you're doing it for some positive purpose, so then there is no Isser. Eino Aser el al davar ashchase avo letzorech hatikun lo ichbatlon. Desu lo avar lo sasun. Metzinu bepsachim pe alfam abeis. I quotes our Mishnah, and he says, Kasha! Al kapanim avar lo sasun gen lashem lo keichem. Al karcha bebeish lo haisa derech ashchase. It must be if it's not in a destructive way, for a destructive purpose, less than, but no problem. Remember in the Parsha Shir a couple of weeks ago, in the beginning of Akev, I think we discussed the case that was brought up in the Vaharevna relating to someone who wrote, he was angry at his friend. So his friend's car was full of dust and sand, and he wrote in the sand, Yudke Vavke, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi, somebody wrote Hashem Hashem. The question is now, his friend comes back, and nothing he can do about it. He's going to wash it off, it's Yudke Vavke, that's written in the dirt, in the sand, it's not going to rain for months, it's going to stay there for months and months. So the Rav Zilberstein was asked, what to do? Are you allowed to do it? Lamaskana, he said you could do it Ayde Grama, you pour water on the top of the car, and it'll run down. But at one point he said, well, this is not Derech Hashchasa, you want to, the fact that this is there is a Chil Hashem. terrible chil Hashem that this is written on the car, and you want to get rid of it. That's not derech hashchasas. Maybe there's no iser in this case of lo sasu kein l'Hashem alokechem. Either way, that is also a sugya that's related to our discussion where you are using the atzei me'aracha for a constructive purpose. We continue. Nitma miyuto. The Mishnah said, though, that if only a miyut, a little bit, became tamei, you burn it in your yard, you take it back home. Is that really true for a minu? But we learned earlier. We learned in the Mishnah on Daf Memtez. Right, this was the context of Bir Chametz, but we also brought this case in. Somebody has already left Yerushalayim. V'nizkar sheish biyado b'sar kodesh. And he remembers that he has meat. He has carbon meat in his freezer pack. He says, what am I supposed to do? And he says, now it's nifsal b'yotze. It's possible now. But where does he have to burn it? So the Mishnah said there, im avart sofim, if you already passed sofim, the place where you could still see the base of migdash, sarfo bim komo, then you're already so far, so you know what? You could burn it where you are. You don't have to schlep back. V'im lav, but if not, if you didn't pass that place yet, chozer v'sarfo l'fnei abira me'ate me'aracha, you got to go back. You got to go back and burn in the middle, and you could use again the atzei amaracha. And what does the Mishnah end off? Our Gemara doesn't quote it. The Mishnah there says even a kizayis, even a little bit, you go back and burn by atzei amaracha. So how can we say in our Mishnah that only if it's the majority you go burn it in the lefnei abira? Our Mishnah layer on Daf Beptes seems to say even if it's a tiny amount, even if it's a kizayis, you must go back and burn it lefnei abira from the atzei amaracha. So two, which are really three answers, which are really two answers. Number one, Amar Rav Chama Bar Ukva. Lokasha kan v'achsa noi kan v'bala bayis. It depends, says Rav Chama Bar Ukva. If we're talking about somebody who's visiting achsa noi, he doesn't have wood. He's a guest here. He doesn't live here. So then we would allow him to go back to the Atei Me'aracha and burn it there, because he doesn't have his own wood. So that's what the Mishnah says over there in Daf Mem Tes. Even a kizayis, you could go back. But bala bayis, if you live in the area and you have wood, then you can't. You got to use your own wood. And you're not allowed to use the Atei Me'aracha. Answer one. Answer two. Rav Papa Amar. Hava b'achsa noi. No, it's both. We're talking about somebody who's on the way. Guest. Kanchi hechzak baderach, kanchi lo hechzak baderach. The difference is if you started out already. If you already started and you're on your way out, and now you remembered, then you're going to have to schlep back. You're going to leave the rest of the family there. They're going to wait for you. You're going to have to schlep back. We don't make you, in that case, go find your own wood to burn it with. Right? So then you don't. Just go back. That's yasal aderach, hechzak baderach. But if you are machzak baderach yet, you're still sitting in the place where you are for Pesach, and you haven't left yet, so then we'll make you to get your own wood. Second answer, Rav Zvid Amar. Rav Zvid says, no, I like the first answer. So Rav Zvid is not a third answer. It's the first answer again, just explaining it. Rav Zvid Amar, La Olam Kidamar Meikara. Kan Bachsonai Kan Rabalabayas. I agree with Rav Chama Bar Ukva. The difference is guest versus somebody who lives here. The Avagav Dolechzak Baderach. And there's no difference whether you started to go or not. But the difference is, based on this, Achsanoi, by a guest who has nothing, even Dolesle, he doesn't have. So asa'u kitzaikanim. If he doesn't have, we're not going to make it so impossible for him. And therefore, we give him the same allowance that we gave the misers. Ditznan, as the Mishnah said, hatzaikanim sarfen oso lefnei abira, bishvalehanos me'atzei amaracha. We allow the tzaikanim to burn lefnei abira to get binenas here too. If we don't have it, we'll be more mako on them. Achsanoi, again, we'll put a clause, Leiv Bezdin Masne, that there is no Mi'ila for cases of Tzaikonim and cases of Achsanoi. In both those cases, they have the allowance. Period. Tana Rabbanan says the Tosefta, Ba'u l'sarfo b'chatzro seinu me'atzei amaracha ein shom alahem. Let's say somebody wants to burn it in their backyard, but they want to use Beis HaMikdash wood. So the answer is, they can't. Ein shom alahem. We're not going to listen to them. L'fnei habiru me'atzei atzman. What if, you know what, I want to go to the Beis HaMikdash, but I'll use my own wood. I just want to burn it there. I don't have such a big backyard. I don't want to make a mess in my backyard with all the ashes and the wood. I'll bring my own wood, but I want to do it in the base of Mikdash. Ein shom alahem. Also, you don't allow them to do that there. Why not? Why do you need both? You only allow atzei hamaracha lifnei habira. You don't allow any of the others. Bishlama me atzei hamaracha bechatzro sein ein shom alahem. I understand why you cannot use Beis HaMikdash wood in your backyard. Why? Maybe you won't use all of it. Dilma paishan minayu. Maybe you'll have left over va'asu behuli de takala. Maybe you'll have left over and it'll come to takala. Meaning you'll have wood and you will not have needed it for the sreifa of the meat. and therefore this wood was never included in the heter getting rid of Me'ila. So you violate the Isra Me'ila. That's the problem. Not included in the Tanai Bezdin. Ela lefnei habira me'atzi asan my time alo. But what's the problem with bringing up your own wood and burning it in the bira? L'chor, it's not in the Azara, right? It's not going to be an issue of havas chulin la'azara. Right, let's say it's in Yerushalayim, it's on our Abayis. So what's the matter with bringing your own wood and burning it there? So, two answers. Rav Yosef Amar, shlo levai chesvi she'en lo, not to embarrass someone who doesn't have, right? If somebody is going to be poor, very poor, levai chesvi she'en lo. Right, we don't have, we don't want you to bring wood and somebody else doesn't have wood, right? We have this concept there many places. The Mishnah Maseches Bikurim has the types of baskets that were brought up for the Bikurim. We don't want to embarrass, so maybe we'll have a standard equal to all, right? Or we also have the concept of Shalom Yivayish Bishani Yodea, when a Masada Kedushin makes the brachas at a wedding, even according to the Rambam, who holds that getting married is a mitzvah, not just a Heksher mitzvah. So the bracha that the Masada Kedushin says, he's really saying it for the chassan, who is doing a mitzvah right now, so I should the chassan say it? It's better for the chassan himself to say. The answer is no. Shalom levayish is mishi in yodeya. We don't want to embarrass, so we have a standard. So here too, one standard for all. You can't use your own wood in the base of Mikdash. Shalom levayish is mishi in lo. Rava Amar Mibnechshad. Rava says, no, the reason that we do not allow him to use it is because of Shad. What's Shad? Because what happens if he uses the wood and he has some wood left over of his own? And now he's going to walk back home with this wood. People are going to think, well, that's based on Migdash wood. What's he doing? How can he be taking that? So therefore, we do not allow it. Might be naive. So again, the two reasons are, why do we not allow him to use his own wood in the base of Migdash? Either Shalom Levayish is Misha Ainlo, no one to embarrass those who can't afford their own, or Chshad. Might be naive. What's the difference? Lamaisa, Ikebe naive. The icy Kani Vacharyusa. What if somebody brings reeds and palm wood that is never used in the base of Migdash? Dolochazi Lamaracha. This type of wood is never used in the base of Migdash. So there's no Chshad there, because people are going to realize it's yours. But there is Shalom Levayish is Misha Ainlo. Right, that reason still applies. Those are the two reasons. Okay, two horrors. Number one is the Rav Moshe that we like to mention every so often. Rav Moshe is in Aruch Chaim, Chelek Beis, Simin Mem, and that is Rav Moshe's Yesod about the difference between Chashad and Maris Ayin. And again, it fits in. What is the Gemara saying here? We're worried, oh, people are going to see you carry the Beis HaMikdash wood home. It's really yours, but they're going to think it's Beis HaMikdash wood. So what does that mean? What, people are going to think, oh, I didn't know it's Mutter to use Beis HaMikdash wood? Is that the issue here? Says Rav Moshe, no. Chashad does not mean that people are going to think that, and therefore they'll think it's Mutter. That's Maris Ayin. You're going to walk into a store, people are going to think, oh wow, I didn't know that store is kosher. That's called Maris Ayin. Chashad just means that they will think that you are doing something wrong. And I, as a Jew, I'm not allowed to do something that makes people think that I'm doing something wrong. Based on the pasuk, we say in benching, v'neikim sachein v'seichal tov, b'nei elokim bi'adam, or v'yisim nikiyim e'ashem u'mi'yisrael, pasuk at the end of Sefer Bamidbar. By the Reuven Gad and Chatzis Yevam Menashe. What's Rav Moshe's shuva about there? We're in 1959. There was a shul, interesting historical note that it was in the 50s. There was a shul, a big shul, that davened without a mechitza. And they davened, men and women all together. So you weren't allowed to daven there. But they asked Rav Moshe, what if people wanted to just rent out a room in that shul to have a proper minyan? To have a minyan kilchasa. Right, with a mechitza v'chul. Maybe it was just men. Are they allowed to do that? Or is there an issue of chshad? That's the issue. Rav Moshe says, is it known? Is it famous? Does everybody know that there's a separate minyan in there or not? If people don't know that there's a minyan in there, so then, meaning, you know, it's not going to be known until you do it. But let's say you could put it in the newspapers and put signs up. Then Rav Moshe said, okay, then there's something to talk about. But if it's not known and you're just starting a new minyan, Rav Moshe says, it is asur. Chamor Yoser. And he's there, he talks about the difference between chshad and maris ayin. And he says, there, it's not only chshad. Because if people see you going in there, they'll think, oh, right? In our day and age, says Rav Moshe in the 1950s, sitting separately without a mechitza in America in the 1950s, it wasn't so known by all Orthodox Jews that that was a problem. And Rav Moshe says, you have to be worried about both in that case. Shem Shnei and Yonim. Deheicha da'amar mishum maris ayin hu kidei shelo yilmedu mimenu lezalzel be'isser hahu. Deheicha da'amar mebenech shad hu ba'ofan she'ein lachush she'yilmedu mimenu lezalzel be'isurin. Pshat is, no, you're not going to lead them to anything except for being down like Avchova you. Shemikam lakom aser mebreisha aser lo adam lo havisha yachshadu av shalo yavo mizek kilko la'acherim. That's the din, and it's learned out from the pasuk of Yisim Nekiyam Hashem of Yisrael, the Mishnah in Shkalim in the third parak. That's it, and then he says maybe here is even worse because people are gonna has to do with something that people don't realize is a problem. So Moshe says I do not allow it; it is no good. Based on where did Chashad come up? The first place in Shas earlier. I mean, not the first place. This comes up in Brachas too, but Masechta Shabbos and the Chanukah Gemaras. Right, the Gemara says if I have a window on two sides of my house, I have to put a menorah in both sides. Why? Because people are gonna see one side, they're gonna say, "Oh, I didn't know there's no mitzvah of Chanukah." No, of course not. They're just going to think that I didn't light a menorah. I don't light a Chanukiah. That's the issue of chshad. It's meduyak, says Rav Moshe in the Gemara. You got to work out every time it's a chshad and maris ayin to work it out for Rav Moshe's definition. Again, Chashuk Echemen here has another case of chshad or maris ayin. Very interesting case. We don't think about this. Let's say I want to get my mezuzahs checked, so I take off my mezuzah and I bring it to the sofer. Best case scenario, you get it back that day. What if you're not going to be able to get it back that day? You bring it to him, he says, come back tomorrow. So now, tonight, I go back home. Besides the issue of a lack of shmira on my door, that's one issue. But what about the chshad issue? People are going to think there's no mezuzah on my door. What happens? Do you have a chiyuv to put back up the mezuzah case at least so people think that there's a mezuzah on the door? That's the shayla. Hayim yashuv lebeiso v'yikva chazara es hanartik. Or people are going to say, oh, he must have taken them to get checked. Right? What's the halacha? So he says, looking at the Shvus Yaakov has a tshuva in Chil Gimel Simin Memches. What happens? We know the halacha is on Chanukah Kavsa Ein Zakagla. If I lit the menorah, if I lit the Chanukiah in a way where it should last for the requisite amount of time, and by some unforeseeable circumstance, it went out after 5 minutes. But when I lit it was fine. It wasn't that I lit it in a windy area. I lit it in a fine area, and then some unforeseeable occurrence occurred. Maker din, I do not have to relight it. I was yotze, we paskin kafsa ein zakakla. But the questioner asked the Shvus Yaakov, the minog seems to be that you relight it so people don't think of you as not having lit Chanukiyot. Why is that? So the Shvus Yaakov tries to go through various sugyas and shas of chshad, proving whether you have to relight it or not, even though it's not me'ikir hadin, mehilchas Chanukah, just from mehilchas Shad, says the Chashuk Echemed, based on that whole discussion, gamanu nomar, sheyesh la'adam, habalivdok mezuzaso la'hashir zanartik. You should leave up the case, because you have to be worried about chshad, even if it's going to be a tircha. Because you see a Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Chav Zayin, that some Amoraim did when above and beyond, and went through a lot of tircha in order to make sure that they weren't nechshad by the masses. So again, interesting halacha lamaisa, which we don't, not everybody realizes that case, a case that we have to think about relating to chshad. Good, one more discussion. Then maybe, well, if we have time, we'll talk about Me'ila. Let's continue first now. Tzan Hasan, the Mishnah says, Mesechas Tabid. Why is this here? Because they have a similar two deos. Rosh HaMaimud, the appointed one. Tabid, as we know, is all about the Avoda every morning in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the whole Mesechas Tabid. Just goes through the entire Avoda. Rosh HaMaimud, HaYamamid, Es HaTameh Amal Shara Mizrach. The one who is in charge, was Ma'amid, right? Made to stand, like He'emidu Tamidim Hardei, was Ma'amid all the Temeim at the eastern gate. What eastern gate? Rashi says it's the eastern gate of Harabayas. Tosa says it's the eastern gate of the Ezras Nashim, even closer in. Tosa works out how exactly that's allowed. But either way, he stands them up in the eastern side. So why does he do that? My timer, why is he standing them up? Amar of Yosef, Kedei Levayshan, same thing. Mistama, they became Tamei because of their own negligence, and therefore we put them here so that it doesn't happen again. Rashi, Shalom Nizharu Milatame. They weren't Zahir. We're not talking about Tumas Hatzahom, like we've spoken about the past couple of days. Fa'ari ha'avodah shal machar ha'isim utalas alein. They have to do the avodah the next day. V'haylan lizah, you gotta be careful. So, Levaisha, number one. Rava amar ibn echshad. Rava says, chshad, we stand them up. What does that mean? What does that mean? So here, chshad means something a little different. Rashi says, the people, or let's say, fellow Kohanim, don't see certain people helping them doing the avodah. Like, where are those guys? Are they being lazy? Are they not here? What are they doing? Are they being involved in their own work? So we stand them up here to make sure people see them. Oh, they're tameh. Now I know why they're not here. So it's better for them to be seen in this area so people realize this is why they're not doing the work. May be nayu, also be chashed that they're at slonim. May be nayu, ikebe nayu, mifanki. Right, one nafkamina is mifanki. If people are mifunakim, they are rich and pampered people who never work. They don't do things on their own. They have butlers and servants. So nobody's going to think that they're involved in something else instead of the avoda. So the reason number two, achshad, wouldn't apply. But levayshan would still apply. Inami, or tekadadol shishura, or they do some type of profession that is a very low level, inferior, not a money maker. Right, they're making twine. Gadol shishura, they're making twining a string into rope. So that, everybody would give that up. There's no chash that people would be doing that instead of the avoda. But again, the issue of shalol levayshan, kedei levayshan, would apply in that case too. So again, it's an important yesodos in terms of busha. Sometimes halacha is levayesh, and sometimes halacha is shelo levayesh. Sometimes we find different areas. We find also in terms of the Gemara says that why is there a tefillah belachash? Why do we have Shemona Esrei quietly also shelo levayesh as mishain lo? So this is all different discussions. Let me just end with, before we get to the next Mishnah, with the Reb Chaim, which has come up the past number of dafim, I just never had time to say. That's Reb Chaim about Me'ilah. It's really many achronim about Me'ilah. I'll read it from Reb Chaim. Again, we've been discussing the Atzei HaMa'aracha, trying to prevent Me'ilah. And the issue of, you're not allowed to bring it, is because people are going to think, what was the first half? You're not allowed to bring Atzei HaMa'aracha to your own backyard, because it might be left over, and then you come to Takala, you come to violate Me'ilah. Mashenkin, and then they will go right into the other two reasons why you can't use your wood in the Beis HaMikdash. The Achronim, Rabbi Yosef Engel, and others discuss the Isra of Me'ilah. Yes, it's counted as a separate Isra d'Oraisa in the Minyan HaMitzvos. But conceptually, it could be that Me'ilah is related to another Isra. Where do I know that from? I know that from a Tosfos in Meseches Me'ilah, where Tosfos asks, we know there is a halacha based on Psukim and Parshat Kisetzeh, that a worker in a field is allowed to partake of some of the produce of the field in which he is working. If somebody is working in peaches, right, he's collecting peaches, there's a certain amount of peaches that he's allowed to take and eat in the field as he is working. Peaches, plums, all different ones. But obviously, if there is a separate Isser, let's say he's a Nazir who's working in the field, he can't eat grapes. But there's a separate Isser there. Right, or if it's Meiser Sheni, he can't eat it outside of Yerushalayim. Right? That's obvious. Tosfos there in Meseches Me'ilah asks, why is it that Reb Chaim in Hilchos Me'ilah Ches Aleph quotes Tosfos? Lama lanu krad derecha lemute hektish. Then the Gemara has to quote a pasuk to exclude hektish. We don't need a pasuk to exclude a nazir from wine and a Meiser Sheni being eaten outside the Beis HaMikdash. But all of a sudden, the Gemara has to go to Pasuk to say, but if it's hektish fruit, he can't eat it. Why? Based on a Pasuk. Ask Tosfos, what do you need a Pasuk for? It's hektish. He can't violate Me'ilah, just like he can't violate Nazirus, and he can't violate Meiser Sheni. He can't violate Me'ilah. Typically, the Aser Mishim Me'ilah. So says Tosfos, no, I would have thought it's mutter, just like Gezel is mutter. What's the old din that the workers allowed to eat it? It's not called stealing, because if I'm working in the field, I have rights. It's not called stealing. Says Tosfos, that's exactly why I need a pusik, to say that Me'ilah, hektish, is not mutter. I would have thought, of course, Nazir is not mutter, and of course, Meiser Sheni, but Me'ilah at root is an Isser Gezel. It's Gezel hektish. Explains Reb Chaim. And if that's true, that's why I would have had a Havamina that maybe just like Gezel Hedyot is Mutter, that's the Chiddush of this Halacha, so to Gezel Hektish is Mutter. Kamashvan, that's why you need the Pasuk to say no. De Be'emes, Lo Shayach Lamelev Klal Shar Yisura Mi Gezel, Milavad De Yisura Mi Mona Lo Yafinan, Ela De Be'poal, Lo De Huter Yisur Gezel, Kim Da'al Yidezeti, Tira Torah Be'foal, Le'echol Be'kamas Chaveir, Memela Ein Zeh Gezel Klal, Mash'ekin Ben Nazir, Meiser Sheni, Chutz Lechoma, Ve'shar Yisurim, Me'echetetzi Yei Mutter Apol Ba'asur Lo. Of course it's not going to be Mutter. I Me'ilah, Mevuah Mizeh, to call Yisod Yisr Me'ilah, Humishim Din Gezel Hektish. And that's why Me'ilah is Mitztaref over a Zman Merubah. If I do some Me'ilah today, some Me'ilah in a week, it's Mitztaref. And Achilas Chaveiro can be Mitztaref. There are many rules of Me'ilah that seem to be in the world of Dini Mamanis. Exactly because at root it is an Isser of Gezel. It's Gezel Hektish, so it's more Chomer than regular Gezel, but that's the Lamdas. Okay, we continue with the next Mishnah. We spoke about in the previous Mishnah, if a Karban Pesach becomes Tameh. Next, what happens if HaPesach Sheyatza, Oshe Nitma? What if it went out? Yotze, the Psul Yotze, it went out of the Yerushalayim. Pashtus. Right, but Yerushalayim, that's where it becomes problematic, becomes Nifsal. That's what Rashi says, and that's what most Rishonim say. Rashi doesn't say there explicitly here, but elsewhere, Rav Rishonim say it means went out of Yerushalayim. Just keep in mind, the Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnayis, he does not say this in Mishnah Torah. Pirush Mishnayis, he says, if it goes out of the house that it's designated in. We know, Karban Pesach, lo al yetzei yesh b'mkomo. You can't go, you can't eat in two chaburas, you can't take it out. We'll talk in a couple of days. Are you allowed to even take it out onto your roof? But Pesach Sheyatza, so the Rambam says out of the house. So if you look in the Grach HaLashas, the Brisker Rav in Siman Lamed Zayin discusses this. Maybe there are two types of Yotze. There's a Nifsal B'Yotze of the city, and a Nifsal B'Yotze of the Makom HaAchila of every Karban. One in the Gavra, one in the Chefsa. You can look there. But now the Mishnah says, so if you have a Pesach that was Nifsal B'Yotze, Oshe Nitma, what Falach? It has to be burned. So in the last Mishnah, we spoke about where it's burned. Now we speak about when it must be burned. Yisaref Miyad. It must be burned. It can be burned immediately. Right, when the Karban Pesach goes out, it's a psula guf, or it becomes tameh. Nitmu habaylim, osha mesu, but what if the carbon is fine, but the owner became tameh? Or the owner died, to ubar tsuraso. We've had this before. You have to let the form of the carbon pass on. Meaning, you have to, it's not, these types of problems are external problems, therefore the carbon doesn't have what's called a psula guf yet, so you have to, before you burn it, you have to wait until it gets a psula guf, an inherent psul. So what do? You have to wait, to ubar tsuraso, you have to wait for yisarif l'mshisha asar. So what do you mean? It's Erev Pesach though, so if you wait, so you can't burn it the next day on the 15th, that's Yantif. So you have to wait till the 16th, you burn it on the first day of Chol HaMoed. What exactly does to ubar tsuraso mean? So Rashi says, not here, but earlier we had it, daf lamed dalet and daf ayin gimel, Rashi says you have to leave it overnight. Linas Laila. Once you have Linas Laila, then the next morning it's totally Nifsal. Now it's Nifsal Belina. And therefore, then it's has a Psola Guf, and you could burn it. Tosfos earlier, Daf Tezvav, said maybe even part of the night is good enough. Either way, that's just a modification of Rashi. The Rambam, though, says, right here in the Pirush Mishnayis, what does Ibar Tzura mean? Wait till it becomes spoiled. Literally, Ipush V'Nifsad. That's the Rambam Shita, Rambam against Rashi. But that's the Tanakama. Tanakama says, you gotta wait till the next day. No, Avze, you serve miyad. No, even if the owner died or became Tameh, you can burn it right away. Because it doesn't have any eaters. If it doesn't have any eaters, that's good enough to say it can be burned right away. We'll see in the Gemara what exactly is the case that they are arguing about. But from the end of today's daf, start that explanation. It says the Gemara, Vish Loma Tameh, Ksiv. I understand. How do I know that a Tameh carbon has to be burned? The pasuk says, "Ksiv abasar shiga b'chol tamei lo yeachel ba'eshi sareif." It's the first pasuk in Chumash. You have to burn a carbon that became tamei. Ela yotzei minal. And how do I know that a carbon that was nifsal b'yotzei has to be burned? The ksiv pasuk says in Shmini. We remember the story. It was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It was the day of the Chanukah Samishkan, and everybody is bringing in special karbados. It was Vayhi Bayom Hashmini. It was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Nadav and Avihu did what they did, and they were struck down by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was Rosh Chodesh. So the karbanos of Rosh Chodesh were brought. But there was a machlokas, if you remember, between Moshe and Aaron about one of the karbanos, which Aaron HaKohen burned and did not eat. The chatas of Rosh Chodesh, Pashas according to Rav Rishonim, the chatas of Rosh Chodesh, which is a karban chatas, which usually is eaten by the Kohanim, it was totally burned. And Moshe Rabbeinu gets upset at Aaron HaKohen and says, why was it burned? And Aaron has to defend himself until at the end, the pasuk says, Vayita Vadavar, right? Moshe Rabbeinu is like, okay, I understand. A lot of the halachas of the mikoros of Aninus Daraisa is from this discussion right here. So Dechsev, it says, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Aaron, why did you eat it? Heilahuvas Damo Kodesh Penima. It wasn't brought inside. Meaning, had the blood been brought inside the heichal inappropriately, that would have passed the karban. But that didn't happen here, Aaron. So why didn't you eat it? Amar lo. So now the Gemara adds in, based on a couple of extra words of the pasuk, what exactly was the whole conversation between Moshe and Aaron? And then we'll see at the end of this that the conversation is going to teach us a chi of sreifa for a psul yotze, which is what we're trying to figure out. So Amar lo Moshe l'Aaron, Madu lo achalta b'sachatas? Why did you eat the karban chatas today? Shemenechlas dama lefnai v'lefnim? Did the blood go inside when it wasn't supposed to? Amar lo lav, no, that didn't happen. Amar lo shem echutz l'mechitzasa yatzasa yatzasa. Did it go out? Okay, did it go in? Did it go out? Amar lo lav bakodesh. I said no. It was bakodesh. What's mashma from that line? If it had gone out, then I would understand that it was burned. That's the mucker. Let's continue though. Amar lo I bakodesh. I said so fine. It was in the kodesh. Fein lo huves damar lakodesh penima madu lo chaltem osa. So why don't you eat it? Michlal mashma, as we just said, dinafka inami ayil. If it would have gone in or out, dama lifnim basreifa he. It would have been in basreifa. That's how you know the psul yotze has to be burnt. Period. Bishlama nitma. So we have two sources that a tami carbon has to be burned and a yotze carbon has to be burned. So bishlama nitma. I understand the nitma. That's a good source. Why? Gali rachmada b'kachem kalam. The source is by Kachem Kalam, Vabasa, right in Vayikra Zayin, I think that's right by Shlomim, right? Kachem, right? So by, if the source, you have to burn Kachem Kalam, so surely you have to burn Kachem, right? Because it's more Chamor. Ela Yotze, Ashkan Kachem, Kachem Kalam Inalan. But by Yotze, what's the source? What are Moshe and Aaron arguing about? The Chatas, Kachem. So maybe I would say only Kachi Kachim have to be burned. Maybe not Kachi Kalim. Who says they have to be burned too? Says the Gemara, Visu, and I have another problem. Hadatanya, the Brisa says, Lon Dama, if the blood of a carbon was left overnight, Nishbach Dama, or it got spilled out. What does that mean, it got spilled out? There are two times that the blood can get spilled out. Either right away, right, when shechting goes straight to the floor, then it's pasul, period. Or, there's also a psal, if it got caught, I did Kabbalah Sadam, but then it got spilled out. That's what Rashi seems to say here. Nishbach Dama, de'ein kan zrika. There's no zrika. I mean, even if there was Kabbalah, Rashi sounds like it's including him in that case. So, if something happened to the blood, lon, or nishbach, or yatzah dama chus l'kalayim, or the blood went out, to kaim alam b'sreifa min alam. How do you know that's sreifa? Meaning, we're just asking another question. Psul yotze, if the meat goes out, how do I know I have to burn it? In this case, if the blood goes out, how do I know I have to burn it? Nafgalon mi de Reb Shimon, de Tani Reb Shimon Omer, Bakodesh, .. Bo Eshti Saref. Li meit al chatas esreifasa bakodesh. I know al karbet chatas that when you burn it, it has to be in the Azar bakodesh, in the Azara. Ainli elazu bilvat. Sharp suli kachi kachim, emiri kachim kalami nayin. How do I know that other items have to be burned if they became nifsal? Tamalomar bakodesh, bo Eshti Saref. Ashkacha kachi kachim, kachim kalim inalon. How do we know kachi kalim? Ella, the following. Kol psulo bakodesh besreifa. All problematic karbanos. Meat, chelev, blood, everything. They have to be burned. Losh kachim kalim, losh kachim kachim. Gemara gemira la. Halacha lemoshe misinai. We have two of two in a row. Yesterday we had one, Tumas at the home. Maybe we have another one. The fact that Karbanos, Psulei HaMukdashim have to be burned is Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Aye. So what do you need the first pasuk that we quoted in the Gemara? The Chatas da Aaron Mishum Ma'aseh Shehaya Kachaya. The Torah is not teaching us anything about the conversation with Moshe and Aaron. It's just telling us what took place. But we don't learn a new halacha from there. Maybe it's an asmachta, as we discussed, but Ma'aseh Shehaya Kachaya, we don't learn anything specifically from there. Tosfos on the bottom of the previous Amud, Tosfos, the Pebez, the Yerushalmi Bishlama, discusses, what do you need a pasuk to say that if something happens to the dam, they have to burn it? Well, what are you going to do now? You can't continue the avoda. So what's going to happen if you do nothing? It's going to become nifsal, it's going to become no, so you're going to have to burn it anyway. So what do you need a pasuk for this, asks Tosfos. So Tosfos says, maybe, last medium line, maybe if you would want to have to do kavura before you wait till the next morning. That's not allowed. Okay? That's one possibility. You would have wanted to do kvura, something that usually we wouldn't have done, but if somebody wanted to do kvura, that's the case. So you have to wait to do sreifa. That is the halacha l'moshe b'sinai. Good. There is also just an important Rashi, the bottom of the previous Amud. Lan dama. When does dam nifsal? So the Gemara says in Masechet Zvachim, dam is nifsal b'shkia sachama. By shkia, the dam is nifsal, right? If the blood of a carbon was not sprinkled by shkia, that carbon is finished. right? Shkia ruins it. Based on that, Rav Soloveitchik held very, very chamur that even if, not chamur, just straight, Rav Soloveitchik is quoted in Nefesh HaRav on page Kuf Nun Beis, that even those who hold of Zmani Rabbeinu Tam for Shabbos, for other areas of Halacha, meaning a later Shkia, the two Shkias, still Mincha must be before the first Shkia, because Dam Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama, and the Dam, is Mincha is Kenegat Tamash Shabbat Arbayim, and there is no wiggle room there. That was Rav Soloveitchik's opinion. And he noted, though, even though the Ramah is more Mekel. Not Lachat Chila, but the Ramah is Mekel. And Reish Lama Gimel. Reish Lama Gimel, the Ramah says, U'bidievet o'b'shas ha-tchak yatsa im'espal ha-mincha ad ha-layla, da-haynu ad tezak al-chavim. Wow. That's the Ramah. Kedav until Tseis. The Mishnah Berurah quotes first the Prima Gadim, which says, doesn't mean Mamish Tilt Tseis, that's nighttime. It means, let's say, 15 minutes before Tseis, a quarter of an hour before Tseis. But then the Mishnah Berurah himself holds like, right, Rav Soloveitchik is following the Mishnah Berurah. The Yesh Poskim Rabim, Shecholkim Bazeh. There are many Poskim that argue on this Ramah. The Daitam, Shetfilas Mincha, Hira Kodem Shkia Sachama. Mincha is only before Shkia, like the blood. V'lachain, L'chatchila Tzarek Kaladam Lizar L'ispalel Kodem Shkia Sachama Davka. You gotta daven before Shkia. Dahainu, what does that mean? Sheyigmar Tfilaso, Be'och L'iskasa Shesh Be'inenu. You gotta finish davening by this man. Umutab, then he adds the important line, better to daven biyachidus bizmano, from better than davening b'tzibur after the zman. That's what he poskens. And what happens if something happened and you didn't? B'tiyavid, you can be somewhere on the mekilim to be mispalel sometime after shkia, if you did a daven, not a lechadchila, but if you didn't, then again, not to wait for a minion. Better daven biyachidus beforehand, but that is based on the Rashi and the Gemara in Zvachim of dam nifsal b'shkia sachama. Okay, we continue. Ulatana devei Rabba Baravua de Amar. Getting back to a shita that we quoted a couple of days ago, and having to do with Ibert Tzura. Rabba Baravua holds Amar. If you look, Pigel taught Ibert Tzura. Pigel is the most psul haguf type of item that we have, an inherent psul. Yet there's a shita out there. Rashi says, I don't know where the shita is from, but there's a shita out there that says even Pigel requires Ibert Tzura. You got to wait till the next day. So Minalan, how does he know that? How do you know you have to wait? You need Ibert Tzura, even by Pigel. Yalef avon minosar. Gzeira shava. Nosar, by definition, is left over. So nosar is Ibert Tzura, according to Rashi. And according to Rambam, it's physical. But just like nosar is, so too, every psul requires it, even Pigel. V'nelef avon michatas da Aaron. Why didn't you learn avon michatas of the Aaron, and chatas Aaron was burned that day? Right, and there was no Ibert Tzura. Amalacha Chadas Aaron ki agavna nami Ibert Tzura ledoros bayi. Even the Chadas of Aaron, the Chadas Rosh Chodesh, in that type of circumstance where the Kohen became Onanin, that also would require Ibert Tzura, waiting till the next day. V'hazma Rasha, he said there was a special din. There was a Harasha. You can't learn anything from the Maisim of Aaron HaKohen, where he lost his sons. That was a Harasha. There is, if you look at a lot of the depends, a certain genre of a parshanim on Chumash, they all talk about what was the machlokas between Moshe and Aaron, about trying to figure out, lumdus-wise, putting machlokos amoroim into the mouth of Moshe and Aaron. Many of the achronish brisker svarim try to do that, explaining that the Griz al HaTorah discusses it has to do with the mitzvah of achilas kachim, only applies to kachik kachim, and not to kachik kalim. So you have to look there in the mefarshim to see exactly what was the machlokas. Obviously, Aaron didn't eat it, either because, Rashi quotes the two days, either because of aninus or because of tumah. But Aaron defended himself and said, I'm not eating it. Period. Hashad Amrina kol psulei de kodesh bisreifa, losha de kachik kachim, losha de kachim kalim, gemar gemirila. Now that we have said that all psulei mukdashim have to be burned, based on Allah Moshe b'Sinai, bakodesh ba'esh tisareif lamali. So what is that? What do I need that pasuk for? Homi ba'ilei shesreifasa bakodesh. I only need it for the place. I don't need it for the what to be done. I know from Malach Moshe B'Sinai it has to be burned, but it teaches me it has to be burned in the Kodesh. So what about that first pasuk that we quoted in our Gemara? That's teaching me Lugufe, inherently, that a Tamei carbon has to be burned. Why? I might have thought that a Tamei carbon is different than other types of psulim. I might have thought, kol psulei de kodesh, kigon lan dama, v'nishmach dama, v'yatza dama, v'shenishcha de v'layla. All those types of problems are unique to Hektish. De besreifa, de lesnu b'chulin. You don't have a parallel in chulin. Chulin is not affected by going out anywhere or by spilling something. Avon nitzma de b'chulin nami nifsal. But the concept of tumah, which it applies even to chulin, What do you mean it applies even to chulin? Rabbi Yosef Engel writes in Lakatov, you see from this line that even chulin is affected on a maybe a metaphysical level. Tuma is chal on chulin. Okay, you can't eat it with truma, but it's chal on chulin also. Or maybe he suggests maybe this is talking about trumas and maestras, which are considered chulin legabe kachim. Either way, but you see the concept of tuma applies to chulin. Ema, so maybe I would have said, hold this avid bay uvdin dechol ema lo tabay sreifa v'tisagilei bekvura. I might have said that what happened, this tuma that happened, this tuma is such a bad problem because you see it even affects chulin. Maybe this carbon has lost its kedusha totally and there's no chiv to burn it anymore. Just bury it so nobody shalo yavel de takawa. And that's why you need the pasuk that even tuma is included in a psulei hamikdashim, which we know from the halacha Moshe Misinai needs to be burnt. Okay, let's start the next machlokas, next gemara, which explains the machlokas in the Mishnah. So what the Mishnah say? If the baila became tamei or they died, you have to leave it over till the next day. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka said, no, I think you could burn it right away too. So what's the machlokas about? So Amar Rav Yosef, let's quote the Shittas, then we'll explain more about the Shem next time. Amar Rav Yosef, machlokes shenitmu bailam achar zrika. The machlokes between them is only where the bailam became tamei after zrika. The ischazi basar lachila, where the basar was roy to eat at the time of zrika. They had a moment. It had a shask hakosher, as it's called. But if the baila became tamei or died before zrika, so there was never a moment in time when the basa was able to be eaten. Everybody agrees that's a psula guf and could be burned right away. Maisvi, is that really true? We learned in the Tosefta, Zeaklal, Kolshe psula begufo yisarif miyad. Bidam ubebailam, but if it's an external problem with the blood and the owner, to ubar tsurasa viyetila beis asreifa. What are put together there? Ktani bailim dumya dadam. You compare them. Ma dam lefnei zrika, just like dam. Any problem with the dam has to be before zrika, or else the dam is finished. And nasis mitzvah so. A bailim lefnei zrika, so too, mistamba what's being referred to, a problem with the bailim before zrika. So why does the brisa require ibar tsura? We said a kuli alma, if it's before, there's no machlokas. So li'in marhachi in mar, really a different pshat. Machlokas nitmu b'aylam lifnei zrika. The machlokas is where they became tami before zrika. Delo eschazi basal achila, where it was never roi. Davali kipsula begufo. That's a psula guf, at least according to some. Aval nitmu b'aylam la'achar zrika, but if the b'aylam became tami after zrika, this chazi basal achila, divrei akol psula machmas davar acher, ubayi ibar tsura. If they become tami after, everybody agrees it's for sure good. Meaning it's not a psula guf, because it was roi l'achila, and you have to wait. So that's the machlokas of Yosef. 2 days in Rav Yosef, and then Rav Yochanan Amar Af La'achar Zrika Nami Machlokas. Not the machlokas even La'achar Zrika. Beis Hashem, we'll pick up with this. Va'azda, Beis Hashem, next time when we pick up the next daf in Ketzad Solon.